Next spring, a giant mural celebrating the history and culture of Milwaukee's Latino community will be unveiled on the South Side on 1st and Mitchell. Several groups have partnered on the project: UMOS, United Migrant Opportunity Service, UWM, and the organization Artworks for Milwaukee. But as WUWM's Keo Horton reports, the people creating the mural are students from the university and various high schools. Keo visited the Kenilworth building on the east side, where students are applying the paint. Yet the first thing they had to do back in February was interview Latino migrants.
Right now, the mural consists of large pieces of paper taped to the wall. Some parts are only sketched out, but most are bright and colorful. They contain the faces of Latino activists and inspirational quotes in Spanish. Isabel Castro was standing on a ladder, free-handing, while looking at images she had created on a laptop. Castro says she's learning about her Latino heritage.
Within this mural, we have a lot of who we are in it. The way we paint, the way we put a brush directly on the paper, it's like to the meaning of like where we came from, who we are, and how we plan to strive, how we plan to grow, what will be our next step after this mural.
Castro attends Escuela Verde Milwaukee and is one of about 16 students working on the project. First, they had to interview local migrants and Latino activists and then decide how to depict the stories shared. Lena Perez from St. Anthony High School heard some of them for the first time.
I've learned that the farm workers, they didn't just do farm work, they also did like industry work. They sometimes worked in breweries. And I also learned that they took over Chapman Hall.
It was during the Latino Civil Rights Movement of the 1970s that activists marched from Madison to Milwaukee. They demanded equal housing and protection for migrant workers. It all culminated with a demonstration at UWM. Student Isa Cortez says she was blown away by hearing that hundreds of Latinos took over Chapman Hall.
I hang out in the Roberto Hernandez Center all the time, and that's what was won by the Chapman takeover. It's pretty cool that I sit in the place they fought for.
Medalia Santos, a student at Shorewood High School, is anxious to see how people will respond to seeing the mural and history.
I want people to be impressed and feel moved by it because it's really powerful. Like what people had to go through and like the fight and how we've overcome so much.
I feel like the students have learned a lot from it. I know I have as a staff person, just secondhand.
That's Frisia McKee. She works for the group Artworks for Milwaukee. She says it's been a learning experience for everyone.
Everything from learning really inspiring stories and histories of people who are still around and people, you know, in our same city.
McKee says she's pleased with the way the students have committed to this year-long project. So is UWM professor Raul Deal.
It's been a community-building experience just making the mural. I would hope that the mural inspires other people to work in this way with history.
Eduardo Raguel Corona, who attends Ronald Reagan High School, says he's learned a lot about history and the passion of art itself, telling a story with his paintbrush.
I love art making, so I was like, man, this is for me. And since, you know, this is a very big mural and it's a part of the community, I wanted to leave my mark somewhere.
At the moment, the mural is 75% complete. Once it's finished, crews will install the paintings onto framework on the Butters Fetting Building on 1st and Mitchell. That should happen in spring of 2017. Those involved will also produce a documentary featuring the interviews the students did with Milwaukee's older Latinos. I'm Keo Horton, 89.7 WUWM.